Next patient is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. She was born 3/4/60. These are all today's date. This is a 65-year-old woman, wheelchair-bound, obese, sleep apnea, history of COPD, shortness of breath, still smoking 1.5 pack a day, was on oxygen at one time, but she stopped using it because of the fact that she wanted to smoke. She doesn't drink. She lives by herself but has a cousin who stays with her to help her. The young lady has asked for evaluation from Ms. Joyce Richard to be able to care for at home. She no longer wants to go back to the hospital. She really wants to be left alone to smoke and drink till she passes away. She does have a provider, which she would not be able to survive without one. She used to do home health care herself. She lives alone. She uses a walker, but that's basically sitting in the corner because she's too weak to walk. And we know why, because his O2 sat's 85% with a pulse of 134 today. Did you find it?
They're different. I was going to ask you, it's this one and this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then here, do we do anything?
No, that's after setup.
Okay.
Patient medical problems includes hypertension, anxiety, air hunger, shortness of breath, COPD, severe tobacco abuse, continues to smoke. She states pack a day, but the cousin says more than pack a day at this time. Tachycardia, pedal edema, air hunger, and anxiety, period. Medications includes Losartan 100 milligram once a day, Seroquel 300 milligram a day, Xanax 1 milligram a day, but she's out of her medication at this time because she's not able to get to the doctor's office. Her blood pressure is 160 over 99 at this time with a pulse of 85 and respiration of a 24 and, no, O2 stats of 85, pulse of 134. Last hospitalization took place 2 years ago. Vaccination was done 2 years ago, not being able to get out of the house to get the help she needs. Review of system, weight loss, leg swelling, ronchi and rouse, shortness of breath, sleeps on 3 pillows, most likely has undiagnosed sleep apnea. She's also blind in the left eye and has decreased hearing on the right side where she was shot in the head years ago. She's ADL dependent and wears a diaper with the help of her cousin that comes on a regular basis to help her. She's indefinite along with the provider services that she's receiving. Family history, mom died of cancer, dad, she doesn't know much about her father. Surgery, hysterectomy, and multiple surgery for a gunshot wound to the head, which she actually survived. Under review of system, put down the leg swelling and such, and then put down she's been falling a lot, she hasn't been eating. She's been short of breath all the time. She's weak and she has debility and remains obese. She thinks part of the reason she's obese is because all the fluids she's carrying. She was married at one time, but she's not married at this time and lives by herself. She's originally from Monroe, Louisiana. Will not stop smoking, she tells me today. Vital signs as above. Exam, heart, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, rouse, abdomen, obese, neck, positive JBD, skin shows decreased turgorum, mucosal with tiny lesion, neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows the 1+ edema, which gets worse as the day progresses, she tells me. Assessment, number one, 65-year-old woman with COPD, tobacco abuse, air hunger, tachycardia, cold pulmonary hypertension, oxygen saturation is only 85%. Any sort of movement causes her to be extremely short of breath, anxiety, and history of depression, a high dose of Seroquel. Blood pressure is out of control despite being on Losartan, which is multifactorial, most likely related to cold pulmonary. She would benefit from some kind of hydrochlorothiazide or furosemide in a high renin state in a 65-year-old black woman. Period. The paragraph, she's in desperate need of oxygen, desperate need of NEP treatments. Period. She does have a provider. Period. Vaccinations were up to date previously. She's ADL dependent. She wears a diaper. She has been falling a lot and hasn't been eating much and has been living a miserable life, period. In the paragraph, the cousin has asked for hospice and palliative care to get involved in her care because she feels like she's no longer can go back and forth to the hospital or doctor's office and needs to be cared for at home before she dies of hypoxemia. Patient's blood pressure needs to, medication needs to be adjusted. The palliative and hospice nurse will see patient immediately and discuss that with the medical director as well. O2 and NEB treatments are needed immediately. Thank you.